I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus, here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that about 40 million U.S. adults ages 20 to 69 have noise-induced hearing damage. Dr. Hannah Burek is here to talk about what we can do to prevent this type of hearing loss. Dr. Burek is a clinical assistant professor of audiology, and she's an audiologist who specializes in adult and geriatric hearing loss at MUSC. Dr. Burek, what are some of the common causes of noise-induced hearing loss?
Noise exposure doesn't have to be from something extreme like a firecracker or a gunshot. Typical noise exposure is a result of a lot of smaller sounds from day-to-day life, such as a daily workout class with loud music, or crowded restaurants or bars, or power tools at home. And if you use these with enough regularity, it can result in a noise-induced hearing loss over time.
Well, how much exposure then to these types of loud noises can really cause hearing loss damage?
The amount of damage noise exposure can cause is determined by both how loud a sound is and then how long you're exposed to it. So the louder the sound, the shorter the exposure can be for it to cause permanent damage. On the other side of that, even if something is less loud, if you are exposed to it for a long enough period of time, it can still have an effect on your hearing.
If we are experiencing some hearing loss or damage from some of these everyday noises, is it so subtle in the beginning we might not even recognize the hearing loss?
It definitely can be. Hearing loss can occur really gradually, and it might present itself as a little bit of ringing in the ears or the feeling of fullness.
If someone is exposed to a really loud concert, for example, could they suffer either temporary or permanent hearing loss or symptoms just from that one event?
Absolutely. There is something that's called a temporary shift in hearing. And again, it's usually accompanied by ringing in the ears or the feeling of fullness in the ears. And after one loud concert or one loud event, it can take a few days for the hearing to return to normal. I need to mention that if after a few days it doesn't return back to normal, it is definitely recommended to see an ear, nose, and throat provider or an audiologist to make sure there isn't permanent damage.
What can we do to prevent hearing loss from loud noises?
I have two primary recommendations. It would be using earplugs and then trying to stay aware of when you are in noisy environments. Earplugs can be really affordable and accessible. You can also get custom-built earplugs from an audiologist. There is the ability on most smartphones to set up a notification for when you are in an environment that's louder than 90 decibels, as this is the level of sound that typically is where the risk of noise exposure gets a lot higher. I know for me that these alerts definitely keep me aware and serve as a really good reminder for me to insert my earplugs and try and better protect my hearing.
Dr. Burek, thanks for this information about noise-induced hearing loss.
You are welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.